afternoon. Hold up, freeze. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Romeo, it's up to you to devise a game plan and find a replacement for J.J. What's the toughest thing about losing a player of his magnitude?
Well, you know, when you have that kind of ability and that kind of playmaking, it's hard to replace with one guy. And so we're going to ask all the guys on defense to pick it up, to put a little bit extra in it and see if we can gain some of those plays that J.J. used to make. You know, so that's what we have to do, and I think that defensively, we always talk to the guys about being a team, being a unit, and it's not just one guy. It's everybody doing their job and fitting, and then that makes the defense really good. Now, then when you have a player like J.J., you know, that also makes the defense really good. So we're going to try to ask everybody else to tighten the belts and then go play the best game that they've played.
Pass rushers are very productive. Now you'll have three, at least, the guys that have put up production so far. What do you expect from Jadeveon Clowney and Whitney Mercilus in particular as J.J. is out?
Well, you know, I think that Whitney has proven, you know, of what he can get done. And what will happen is, how are they going to try to protect us now that they don't have to worry about J.J.? You know, and so a lot of teams, when they have to worry about J.J., it creates opportunities for other guys. So now we got to figure out how they're going to protect us, and then we're going to have to try to take advantage of that protection once we, you know, see it. And so guys like Whitney, guys like Jadeveon, who's got tremendous ability, we expect them all to show up. You know, John Simon is a very consistent player, and I don't think that they can really underestimate our guys since we don't have J.J.
Expect more of Christian Covington in the base defense over at left end now that J.J. is injured?
Well, there's a possibility that he will see a little bit more playing time, you know, but we try to play all of them a little bit. And so a lot of it sometimes depends on what offense we're facing and what they're trying to do to us and what kind of success they're having, you know, with that offense.
Romeo, about Cushing coming back, what is he going to mean to the defense?
Well, you know, Cushing is a leader to the unit. He's got some physicalness and some toughness, and so if he's able to be there for us on Sunday, then I think that will be helpful. You know, particularly when you lose J.J., having that leadership in there will be good.
Coach, Romeo, did you notice if J.J. was slowed at all during the Patriots game or anything?
I knew that he was recovering or coming back from a back injury, you know, and so none of us did great in the Patriot game. And so what we're trying to do this week is we're trying to improve and get better and play a lot better against Tennessee.
Romeo, what?
See this week as being pivotal with the kind of running backs they have?
Well, you know, with their running game, it's a big, strong, physical running game. And so, like I said, everybody's going to have to play good. But a linebacker like Benardrick, he's going to have to continue to do what he's been doing. You know, last week, he made a lot of plays last week. So that's got to continue. And those guys up front allow him to make some of those plays. So the guys up front have to do good so that he can continue to improve.
Jadeveon's flexibility, the fact that he can be a linebacker or a, you know, an end, would seem to be useful in this situation, trying to replace J.J. And also, can you weigh in on Devin Still and what little you know about Antonio Smith? I don't believe you've ever crossed paths with him on a football field before, have you, as a coach anyway?
No, not as a coach. I know Antonio has a good reputation. He comes well recommended, and he's got good veteran experience. And so we feel like that experience will be able to help us, you know, losing someone like J.J. And so you bring a veteran in who knows how to play the game, who gives you some inside pass rush. And so that's what we're looking for him. Of course, you know, I talked to Devin about having the opportunity and taking advantage of the opportunity when he gets in there. So I think that this unit is a good unit, got good young guys, got some veteran guys. They all work very hard. And so I've been excited all year about what we have and what we have to work with. So now we just got to get back on track and put good games on the field and put victories on the scoreboard.
Romeo, earlier you had mentioned the team aspect of the defense. Do you attribute some of the trust you think the teammates have in each other to some of the success a lot of these individuals have had through the first three games?
Well, sure. That and the guys have been in the system a little bit longer. They know and can trust the guy in front of them and the guy beside them and the guy behind them. And when you have that kind of trust, it's easy to do your job first before you try to help out and make a play. And when you don't trust the guys, then you feel like you got to do it all and you get out of position, which creates seams in the defense. And then good runners like the ones that we're going to face, they find those seams in the defense and then it becomes big gains, you know. So we got to count on everybody doing their job before they try to help out. And if we do that, then I think that we'll be a competitive unit.
Romeo, you had an idea going into games about how many players were going to be committed to try to handle J.J. Now you're going to have to worry about other guys getting attention that maybe they didn't get before, double teams. Is that like a chess match for you? How much do you have to know the offensive coordinators you go against? You've seen most of them.
Yeah, you know what? You kind of know a little bit about how they're going to try to protect some things and what they may try to do. And so now then what you do is you try to devise fronts that impact their protection, you know. And so if they're going to release the back, maybe you try to take advantage of that, or you try to give them a front where you kind of force the back to stay in, you know, and then try to take advantage of that. So it is a chess match, and we're going to have to see what they're going to try to do, and then we will try to counter it.
Romeo, what have you seen from Marcus Mariota, and how tough is it for some of these young quarterbacks in the South Division that are having some turnovers and kind of trying to assimilate to the NFL, including, you know, your own guy, you know, who's only had 10 career starts on the other side of the ball?
Well, you know what? The young quarterbacks, it's a learning phase they have to go through. And sometimes in that learning phase, they are not all world like everyone wants them to be. But Mariota, he's got a good, strong arm. He's got great running ability, and he can throw it in. You know, if you give him clear passing lanes, he sticks it in, whether the guy's covered or not. And I think a lot of the turnover things is because he will pull the ball down and run with it some. They're not used to getting hit a lot, and particularly him because he's so fast and he hasn't been getting hit a lot. But when he does gets hit, if he doesn't have it tucked away, then the ball has a tendency to come out.
Romeo, can you generally discuss your options of who you're looking at to replace J.J. at that left defensive end spot?
I really can't do that until game time, you know, because I don't want those other guys knowing what I'm thinking.